Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. We've just seen the conversion of a certain man called Simon. We now call him Simon the Sorcerer based upon his activity. Let's continue his story. He's beside himself with amazement by what he sees Philip doing, which are miracles and signs. Verse 14, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Here's another example of the early church growing in their understanding of the things of God. There's no indication later on in Paul's writings or even in Peter's writings that it's necessary to have someone come and lay hands on you to receive the Holy Spirit. It's certainly not necessary that it be one of the 12 that walked with Jesus. And yet there seems to be a mentality, even though Philip was one of the 12 that walked with Jesus, there seemed to be a mentality that there were more powerful men than others in the church, and that if so-and-so laid hands on you, you could receive it. Either that, or they just still had an element of control. I know we're reading some things into this, but there's no real interpretation as to why it's Peter and John. But they go down, and perhaps it's because the early church viewed these guys as part of that inner circle, which we still view them as part of that inner circle to the fleshly Jesus, the man Jesus. For whatever cause, verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now what we realize, this is me speaking outside of the text, what we realize is that to all of us has been given the Holy Spirit. When we believe, we've received the Holy Spirit. But there has not been the physical manifestation of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit the way there was in Acts 2. And so the church is constantly on the lookout for this, especially in the early days of the church, the early days of the book of Acts. We see them always on the lookout for that natural, physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit, which manifested through tongues or prophecy or what have you. And we'll see a lot of that in the first half of Acts, and then less of that in the last half of Acts. Not because, this is my belief, not because the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit was less necessary, but because I believe the church began to realize what the role of the Holy Spirit was, and it was not just the outward manifestation of gifts. Paul would write as much to the Corinthians when he would talk about, look, if they don't speak in tongues, they don't speak in tongues. If they do, don't stop them. There's a lot less emphasis on those gifts of importance when Paul writes to the Corinthians than there is seemingly in the book of Acts. And so that might help explain why this is happening. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit, verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll get more into this tomorrow. Don't jump Simon too badly. I used to just tear this guy up. But he's only doing what he knows. And no one's really teaching him anything yet. He's just following this message of the kingdom. He's believed on Jesus and been baptized. But as far as he's concerned, what drew him to the message was the miracles. Now he sees that you can get a physical manifestation of the Spirit out of people the way Peter and John did by laying on hands. And he says, I'll pay for that if I could have it. And we'll see Peter's response. And maybe if we can be so bold, what could have been done here. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.